leaves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Voters in Iowa today caucus for their candidates awarding the first delegates of a 2020 presidential campaign.
The tenor in the Democratic Party is ABT, anybody but Trump.
This Trump supporter tells Fox,
they don't have anything to offer that he's not, that Trump is not already doing.
The counting starts at 7 p.m. Central Time at 1,600 caucus sites in Iowa. 11 cases of the new coronavirus originating in China are confirmed in the United States. 361 deaths are confirmed in China among more than 17,000 cases. A new hospital built in just 10 days is open in the city of Wuhan. The Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs for the first time in 50 years, coming back to beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player. He says after the game on Fox,
we never lost faith. I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody on this team, no one had their head down.
They scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. America's listening to Fox News.
Chiefs are the champions at last. This year, Kansas City kicks some ass. Chiefs are the champions. Super Bowl champions. San Fran's the losers. The Chiefs are the champions of football.
How about that halftime show? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, but first,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
A little warmer today. Not quite as warm and sweaty as the halftime show. 39 degrees out there this morning. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. 39 degrees at the moment. And calm winds. A warming trend continues today with a high in the middle 70s. Not bad to start the week. Not bad in early February. More sun than clouds today. Increasing clouds tonight, low in the mid-50s. We have an active weather week ahead. Scattered showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. Spring-like high temperature in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. with all modes of severe weather certainly on the table. Mid-70s on Wednesday, and then more rain on Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. Friday's high only in the 50s. Right now this morning, starting with a little bit of mist. Visibility 1.75 miles out at the airport. And calm winds, 39 degrees at 6.05.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
I have news about plumbing by LukeWire. You've heard us talk about LukeWire for years. Maybe you used them for AC and heating. I certainly did over the years. And not until, I guess, maybe 5-6 years ago did I realize that their plumbing business is second to none in the River Region. And this was great for me because I had been eliminating who I was going to call for plumbing, if you know what I mean. I had some bad experiences. I'm saying, well, I'm not going to call them anymore. But Plumbing by LukeWire is now my go-to plumber. And plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So they're ready to go even in the middle of a weekend, even in the middle of a Super Bowl, even in the middle of a holiday. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So anything from fixing broken pipes to installing a new hot water heater, they're going to do it. Plumbing by LukeWire. They're fully bonded and fully insured for your protection. And they guarantee all their plumbing repairs for 1 year. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
It's Monday.
What? It's Monday already?
Good morning, how are you?
How are you? Good morning.
I'm calling in sick.
I'm calling in sick.
Are you sick?
Too much football?
You drink too much beer.
Too much junk food.
You're sick? No, I'm all right.
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, buttercup.
We've got work to do.
It's showtime.
I'm going to post the, actually got the video of the Super Bowl halftime show. I watched it. I didn't watch the game, but I watched that this morning.
I'm just thinking about...
Are we going to sound like the old prudes on the radio?
No, I'm just thinking about mothers watching their young sons glued to the TV while this is going on. Wow! It was very erotic.
Yeah, you can say that.
I did say that.
But aren't we getting lectured by the woke people all the time about sexualizing women and,
no,
you know, objectifying women? I think that was pretty much the gist of it.
Well, it's not like they had a pole dance. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It's kind of fake. It's not that I like looking at almost naked women. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't. But I remember the flap over the Justin Tinkerbell. Who's top popped off? Oh, Janet Jackson. There was like 1 millisecond of a boob visible on TV. Mm-hmm. And everybody went nuts. The world went nuts. And then who'd they have next year? Paul McCartney, nice and safe, halftime show. Didn't seem like they were too concerned about angry moms and dads. And
right.
This is not a very family-friendly event we're watching here.
I saw a great graphic during the show because they were celebrating the fact that 50 years ago, when the Chiefs were in it before, the price of an ad was $3,000. The halftime act was Connie Francis, and they said that the Jack Buck was the announcer, and now it's Joe Buck. Jack Buck was Joe was 18 months old at the time.
Jeez.
And now the cost is $5.6 million for an ad, and we had that halftime show. What a difference from Connie Francis.
Oh,
Connie,
Connie Francis, my day for Where the Boys Are.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
I should, let's see. What's your take on this? Should I ask for it in one word or less?
Sizzling will be my word. He's typing, folks.
Yeah.
He's multitasking.
Well,
we did this live radio show, but we're also putting out stuff all the time.
Now, I have exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, as this halftime show is taking place.
Is that going to be on the Cheap and Trashy?
Maybe we before... Well, man, I could. But why don't we listen to this to see if we're maybe jumping the gun on the sexualization of J-Lo and Sharika.
Don't forget to check out the Super Bowl halftime show with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, featuring all their top hit songs like... Well, featuring their famous backsides, being shot from several angles. Hips are rotating and gyrating. A lot of rump shaking. Don't miss this global broadcast, because their outfits don't completely cover the global backsides of J-Lo and Shakira.
Big, big booty, but you got a big booty.
Brought to you by Bear Aspirin. Also sponsored by
Booty Shine.
Makeup for your butt. And O-Cedar. Because with all of that dancing and booty sweat, we're going to need a good mop. O-Cedar makes your life easier. The Super Bowl halftime show. Remember, they don't get paid to perform. And you're really going to get your money's worth. See you Sunday.
All right, I do have the behind the scenes, and I will save that for the Cheap and Trash.
When you say behind, never mind.
Oh, no, it's just behind. The question that demands to be asked at this point, where's Jay?
I don't know.
I do know that I sent him a picture at 5:30 of his breakfast, and he did read it.
Good. So, glad he read it.
I mean, there was a notice that so we know he is alive.
Our local news thingamajig is not working.
Oh.
So, if you want, we can do it kind of on the fly.
I have the advertiser here.
All right, I'll pull up AKA. You look at the news.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Lottery bill, the House Budget Committee is filing a constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery to fund pre-kindergarten programs. So what do you think the chances of the lottery coming? not very well? Not very good?
We had a pre-kindergarten program. It was called Mom and Dad.
Police are promoting 31 officers during a city hall ceremony I see today.
New fire chief as well. Oh, that's Birmingham. Excuse me.
Oh, in Birmingham? Really?
Yeah.
The newspaper is 4 pages long.
Okay.
Horoscope, if you are... let's do you. Let's do you today. It feels like you don't have time to do the regimen you want to, but the bottom line is exercise gives you more energy than it takes. It's a keystone habit, and it holds you in good stead. Move and be happy.
What about yours, Mr. Scorpio?
Mine says, ideally, you believe in your ability to permanently solve your problems, even if it's deeply ingrained habit. If you don't believe, that's fine, but just act as though you do believe, and one day you will.
All right, coming up with the William Tell Wake Up, and we will... Where do you hear the most electrifying story of the morning?
Okay.
Who would have thought it possible? But that's just ahead. Right now it is 6:13.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but 2 Infiniti QX50s. In our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway, you can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have 2 chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is the William Tell Wake Up at 6:14.
Wake your butt up!
Welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
If you had 12 days in the company office pool on how long Pamela Anderson's marriage would last, you are a winner. not that I could say it's that. Of all the stuff I looked at this morning in my weekend condition, this kind of jumped out. Pamela Anderson, John Peters, it's already over. She said, "We would be very grateful for your support as we take some time apart to reevaluate what we want from life and from one another." Aren't you supposed to do that before you pop the question?
They forgot.
"We have mutually decided to put off the formalization of our marriage certificate and put our faith in the process."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. How do you translate that?
What a bunch of crap.
Apparently, they never filed the legal paperwork for a marriage certificate despite going through with a ceremony on the 20th of last month. So it's not clear if their reevaluation have you said, you just go through it now. If you're going to screw up, you just go through it. Wait till you hear Jay. He sounds even better.
Well, I mentioned on my morning weather video this morning that we're going to be like the ICU unit this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that in the morning promo. Of all days today.
You were questionable that till 3:45, right?
I was. Yeah. Well, I have a certificate of achievement
Oh?
from PriMed
Yeah?
saying Monday off. Do not report back to work till Tuesday. Same place that told me last week not to come back till Wednesday. Same place last week. Didn't take a chest x-ray and let me sit for a week with this thing.
Oh, man.
So I'm taking the right antibiotics and just, you know. Hey, there's people with far more serious issues today. So we'll be fine. We'll be just fine. It's 6:20. The timeline for the 3rd of February is coming up. Let's see what's going on in that category of cars under 10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Wow. They made some new additions. Under 5,000, too. Got a new driver in the family. And you're willing to lay out $5,000. Put it on a 2004 Volvo, which ranks among the best in terms of safety features if you're really concerned about extra protection for your driver. Can't go wrong with a Volvo. I was glad my wife drove a Volvo. It's still one of the safest cars on the road. And it's white, and it's $4,800 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You can still get your hands on the luxury of an Infiniti G37 Journey. That car looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. That is only $7,800. Another one under $5,000, a 2009 Ford Focus. I'm surprised nobody's picked that one up. And let's see. The Nissan Juke. That is one hot little SUV. And the one they have available at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars is 2014. That is in mint condition. As we click through the photos, just to show you. I mean, they show you every square inch of the car inside and out. So you can't go wrong. These cars have been vetted. Ooh, look at that, man. That is a hot little machine. That's only $99.90 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. So the vehicle histories are good. The interiors are clean and pristine. And the motors have been certified as ready to deliver reliable driving miles by the Ingram team of mechanics. See Tip Tames. See Greg in the finance department. If credit's kept you from getting decent wheels, don't. You got 20 financing, actually more than that, 20 financing options available through Jack Ingram. They will get you done. Go to jackingram.com to shop for more values. 621, that latest temperature again?
We're at 39.
Okay.
Just wanted to thank you for that breakfast.
Oh,
after a weekend of soup, it was nice to have a solid meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious, so thank you.
It was delicious. It was really, really good.
It's something you didn't have to do because you probably didn't feel like doing it, but you did it, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, you made me feel very special here.
Your voice is actually sounding okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's well, that's the big difference. Last week, the voice was shot the whole week. But I didn't use it much this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll hold. That was the worst part of last week. Like, by the time the show was over, I sounded like Jeremiah the Bullfrog, who was a good friend of mine. 6:22 timeline coming up next. Our TV topic today is
these little things in life that just drive you nuts, like people in the left lane going 35 miles an hour, or that person in the grocery store that has their cart in the middle of the aisle, and they seem oblivious to you, and you can't get by them.
You know, if there's two slightly large people and they wobble at the same path, they can block an entire airport concourse walking down.
It's true. It's very true.
You got to dodge them on the left, and then they wobble to the left, so you got to... I've seen that happen. I've been a victim. 6:23.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are already a little busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery this morning. But we have no accidents on the interstates. Everything's merging good at the interchange downtown. We are seeing a few cars now inbound on 231 from Wetumpka, Troy, 31 from Prattville, and a little bit more action on the boulevard. But overall, we're still pretty light traffic-wise this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully as we get into this Monday. Should be a nice day to drive in. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 627, traffic very light outside this morning. At 627, with the timeline for the 3rd of February, here's your host, Rich Donis.
Right you are, announcer. It is the 34th day of the year. There are 332 days remaining on National Football Hangover Day. I'm glad to say, I can't remember. I don't remember being hungover after the Super Bowl in my lifetime.
It's been a long time for me.
It is Feed the Birds Day. We sometimes do that out at Blunt Cultural Park. And it's National Carrot Cake Day. I like carrot cake. It's really good.
I don't know that I've had carrot. I don't
carrot
know.
Cake? Oh, carrot cake is great.
It's really good. 144 years ago in 1876, Albert Spaulding and his brother took their combined savings of $800 and started a sporting goods company. Obviously, they called it Dick's Sporting Goods. No, it was called Spaulding.
That was funny.
Yes, it was.
They manufactured the first official baseball, tennis ball, basketball, and football. Now, the NFL uses Wilson's balls, by the way, because they're easier to deflate.
When I was on my high school team, I actually went out, and at the time, this was a huge investment. Spent, I think it was $55 to buy a Duke, which was the leather official.
Duke?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
That was the name of the ball the NFL used.
I did not know that.
Early 70s. Yeah.
I think we had a Wilson growing up, but it was a big deal. You know, where's the football? Where's the football? 1924, Woodrow Wilson dies at the age of 67. He had been he had a stroke, right? And he was kind of like a vegetable.
Pretty much.
His wife was like running the country for a while.
That's kind of how it went. Yeah, she was the gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went and saw him without her permission. Or her accompaniment.
Okay, so this is February 3rd. 61 years ago in 1959, rising American rock star, 22-year-old Buddy Holly, 17-year-old Richie Valens, and 28-year-old the Big Bopper, Richardson, killed in their chartered Beechcraft Bonanza plane as it crashes in Iowa a few minutes after takeoff from Mason City on a flight headed for Minnesota. Investigators blame the crash on bad weather and pilot error. After mechanical difficulties with the tour bus, Holly had chartered the plane for his band to fly between stops at the Winter Dance Party Tour. But the Big Bopper, who had the flu, convinced Holly's band member, Waylon Jennings, give me your seat. And yeah. Richie Valens won the coin toss, and he got the other seat. That was the day the music died. There's a memorial out in a field.
And it kind of builds
in a crescendo.
It's on Aerial Hollywood. Aerial Iowa.
Yeah,
God. Hey, we're fine, man. Don't worry about us. We're good.
Hey, I was going to go back to your Duke thing.
Yes.
The Duke was the official football of the NFL, and it was made by Wilson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, but you see, the thing that made the Duke unique, and this is why I wouldn't allow anybody to... We never played with it. It had to be at the park.
Uh-huh.
You want the street to
right.
be on the surface.
Yeah, sure.
It had no stripes. Uh-huh. All other footballs had stripes.
Interesting.
The Duke did not.
Huh. Interesting. All right. 1966, Lunik 9 lands on the moon. It's a soft landing. Soviet Union accomplishes the first controlled landing on the moon. On this date... In 1970, Edison Lighthouse, number one on the singles chart. So, what the heck? What the hell? Should we make it our song of the day? Why not? Group's only top 40 hits. Spent 5 weeks on the charts. Get out your bubblegum. One hit wonder, Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows but me. Makes you feel good on Monday morning, you know? Love that. On this date in 73, Elton John started the three-week run at number one at the U.S. singles charts with Crocodile Rock, first of five number one singles. I remember a buddy at the bus stop that morning when it went to number one said, "That's it, I'm done with Elton." Because he had thought he had cool songs before that, but Crocodile Rock sounded just too commercial.
Oh, man, that's the album that I think put him over the top that set up Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. 27 years ago in 1993, Marge Schott was suspended as the Cincinnati Reds owner for 1 year for repeatedly using racial and ethnic slurs. The suspension was lifted after 8 months. Didn't you meet her in an elevator in Cleveland?
Not only did I meet her, I got a kiss from her.
With
her Southern Comfort breath.
Ew.
Alcohol
Ew.
Was Marge's real issue.
Yeah?
Yeah, she wasn't a bad person. Mm. She just said stupid stuff when she drank. Good thing the game is now decomposed of people of such high moral fiber, you know,
right.
Such great character. Thank God we got rid of all the bad people like her.
Exactly.
So you're going to have A.J. Hinch and Alice Clark.
24 years ago, 96, Audrey Meadows, who played Alice Cramden on The Honeymooners, died of lung cancer at the age of 69. Do you have To the Moon?
You certainly do. I've always said she was the first woman on the moon. In fact, they're running Honeymooners Sunday night on MeTV next to the Flintstones, which is the cartoon based on the Honeymooners.
What great writing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. 2003 on this date, Phil Spector arrested for the murder of B movie star Lana Clarkston. He admitted that she committed suicide, or he, as he put it, she kissed the gun, quote unquote. Spectators of the first trial, well, it ended in a hung jury. He was convicted in the second trial and sentenced to 19 years to life, and he's still behind bars, but without his toupees, his wild wigs. 2016, Joseph Frantz of Joe Alesky, American stand-up comic actor, voice artist. He did the Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. He dies of cancer at the age of 63. Joseph Francis Joe Alesky. Let's see. We have birthdays today. I haven't edited them, apparently, so bear with me here. No. 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 Nathan Lang is 64. Morgan Fairchild, who I have seen. It was the old SNL. You remember...
John Lovitz.
Yeah, John Lovitz.
That's my wife.
My wife, who I have seen
Morgan
naked.
Yeah.
She's 70 today. Dave Davies of the Kinks is 73. Fran Tarkenton is 80.
Wow.
How about that?
The day after...
the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah.
We're 11 days till Valentine's Day. First MLB spring training baseball game is in 19 days.
Yay.
34 days till the time change. Spring begins in 45 days, and Easter is now 66 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Tumlin. So I posted the video of the halftime show for those who may not have seen it. And one of our friends, what's this guy's name? Veritatum Inquirendam, whoever that is, posted this little clip. It seems like Jennifer Lopez spent a lot of time touching her during the halftime show. Like, we didn't know where it is.
I'm looking at these comments. Like Liz says, naked, in one word.
Exploitation of women, but they volunteered for this.
Let's see.
Vulgar, racy,
trashy,
trash,
nasty,
nasty,
off,
trashy, needed a cigarette
after
shower.
Shower afterwards. I'm sure a lot of young boys had to go take a shower afterwards. Oh, boy.
Beneath that, we have a very tasteful picture of a dog with lots of balls to play with.
I see that. Look at that. Look at that.
I'm so happy.
It's so
doggies. It's 6:36. We'll be connecting with our TV friends in just a moment. If your car gets dinged up in a wreck, if it's rumpled, crumpled, or scratched, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to take it to get it fixed. The Turner Family Standard was established on day one. We're going to fix it all. We're going to fix it methodically and thoroughly. We won't do the work. They will not consider shortcuts. When others in that business maybe had a slightly lower standard at the time, Donnie Turner. So who's going to know? Who's going to know if you skip a step? Donnie Turner would know, and he did not want to live with that. And that's the standard that he passed on to his son, Brandon. And now for 3.5 decades, they are the gold standard in automotive body repair. They hope you never have to call. That's the kind of people they are. They don't want you in a wreck. But if you need your car fixed, your insurance company will applaud your decision to choose MPB, the gold standard in automobile body repair. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. At 6:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yesterday was about a 10 on a 10 scale for a February day, and we're going to be very close to that standard today. The warming trend continues, mid-70s today. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. I think we stay dry tonight, overnight low in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. Spring-like, low 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some of the storms possibly severe. We're watching that carefully. In fact, southern Montgomery County southward is under a level 2 severe weather risk. Mid-70s. More rain Thursday, 66 the high. Breezy, cooler, much cooler Friday. Right now this morning, we have 39 degrees and calm winds. The time is 6:38.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We have time for traffic before we hook up with them?
Maybe. How long is the traffic?
44.
I think so.
Yeah.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are definitely building everywhere this morning. A lot of cars inbound on the 31s. We're seeing more and more traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are. We don't have any accidents reported to us to pass on to you at this time, so that's a good thing. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of
legal
services to be performed is greater than the quality of
legal
services
performed
by the
Showtime.
Good work,
Wedgement.
We wedged it in. We're just waiting.
Your day the right way with Rising.
Tight.
A Reddit thread asks, what minor things absolutely drive you nuts?
Yeah, some of the answers included people who make unnecessary, loud eating noises, people who drive in a separate lane with the same speed as the person in the other lane, slow walkers. Oh, you're getting a little triggered
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the word amazeballs.
All right. What? For the Reddit, a little bit of everything. 93.1. Good morning, guys.
The word what?
Amazeballs.
Well, what is that?
Amazeballs.
I've never used that.
What is
that? It's just, you know, amazeballs. It's just amazeballs.
I think it's amazeballs that we're all here today.
Yeah, that's right. As of 3:45 this morning, I wasn't sure which of you would be here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Radio stations are like daycare centers. Everything, something comes in and everybody gets it before you know it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So who's the culprit? Who brought it first?
Jay was first.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Then last week I went to one of those.
You sound a lot better though.
I do. Yeah. Thank you. I know. I've. It's taken 2 weeks to get better.
But then you got worse over the weekend.
Well, last Saturday I went to the
microphones right there in their face.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Last Saturday I went to the doc in the box and they said, "Well, you have bronchitis, so they prescribed stuff for that." And I didn't get any better all week. It was a horrible week, and so I went yesterday or Saturday, and they said they took a chest X-ray and said you have pneumonia. So now I'm on the right meds, and I feel a lot better.
And yet, he delivered an amazing breakfast. Just an amazing breakfast.
So. Germ-free, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hopefully he wore gloves.
You know what annoys me?
I already got it, so it doesn't matter.
You know what annoys me? I can't stand rubber gloves or any kind of plastic.
Yeah, Playtex.
Yeah. No thanks.
Mm.
Very annoying.
Even to do dishes? Or you mean like just to cook with?
Well, who does dishes
anymore? Do I look
anymore?
Like I have dishpan hands?
Who does dishes anymore?
My dishwasher.
By hand?
And I feel like that's like my mom because she's always like, the dishwasher doesn't get everything clean. I had no problem with it because they have a great dishwasher at home. My dishwasher in my apartment is not that great, but I really love washing dishes with gloves.
My mom would wash dishes before.
You want to come over sometime?
Washing my dishes with gloves.
My mom would wash dishes before
the dishwasher. That's the only way I would ever do someone else's dishes is if I had gloves on.
Oh, we just found out our mothers did the same thing. Yeah, they would wash the dishes
before they put them in the dishwasher. She would like clean the sanitize the garbage, you know. Ma'am, you have the cleanest garbage in town, you know. But so what about those people in the grocery store, though, and their cart's in the middle of the aisle. They seem oblivious to you, you know, like you're not even there.
I saw a lady at the grocery store I shop at single-handedly with one cart managed to block traffic in three aisles. If you leave it in just the right spot, you can shut down the meat department, the canned soup, and the sauce.
Yep.
One cart.
And the other thing they mentioned.
And the worst thing is like you're trying to get around them and you're trying to not act annoyed, but when you push and you're like squeezing through the little spot, it looks like you're mad at them.
Guys,
right.
You're really just trying to do your shopping.
Just say, excuse me.
That's when you grab their purse and throw it an aisle
in. Excuse me. Or you say, can you hand me that?
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Yeah, you know when you like awkwardly stand behind, like they're going through the yogurt and you need the yogurt that they're at and you're just standing there
and
you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to rush them.
Right.
Yes,
you know, stick your hand in.
Even
right?
You just wait patiently.
Yeah.
Do that. Yes.
Well, see, and those people don't bother me. It's the people in the parking lot. They're like walking up the middle of the aisle, and you're like,
yes.
Bertha, get out of my way.
Bertha.
Just like trying to find a parking spot, and they're like not walking on either side of the lane. They're just walking through the middle.
I mean, Ryan, have you ever been in an airport concourse? Because two large people.
Right.
Walking together and wobbling side to side can actually block an entire concourse.
And you're trying to get to that next plane. You're running, you know, you're going crazy.
Going this way, well, nothing.
Yeah, all bets are off in an airport. Then,
if my flight's coming, they're on your plane with you, and you're between them in the middle seat.
Right.
Right, you are, sir.
And then they bring up another great point. Why are there 10 hot dogs in some packages and 8 buns? What's up with that?
That someone took the time to count that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you.
I thought that's a common one, though, that everybody's like been fed up with that for a little while.
Right.
I didn't realize you were an Oscar Mayer conspiracy theorist. Yes.
But they haven't fixed it either.
I thought they really changed the game when they count with the bun length. Hot
dogs. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
They still just didn't get that. But they were like, that's not what we asked for. We didn't ask you for this. We asked for it to be an equal amount.
One last quick thing.
Hot dog to bun ratio.
Hot dogs are not noisy food, but I can't listen to people crunch.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
We had peanut butter brittle here last week, and it's the people that were eating, it sounded like they were crunching on their own teeth. Horrible.
Yeah.
People slurping.
I have the solution before we wrap, guys. So I don't have time for rebuttal. If you stop bringing food for people there, if you bring it over here, you will never hear us chew.
Oh, yeah.
Good point. She's got a good point.
You won't have to worry about hearing us eat it at all.
Speaking of rap.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Y'all have a great Monday.
You too.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
Considering, that we're in this decrepit condition. Okay, coming up, we'll get a little behind the scenes, literally behind the scenes, look at the Super Bowl halftime show. And, man, the thread we started on that is really getting a lot of response this morning.
Well.
A lot of traction.
It was steamy.
Yeah. Wow, 22 comments. So far, we will be reading those. First, though, your Fox News replay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Voters in Iowa today caucus for their candidates, awarding the first delegates of a 2020 presidential campaign.
The tenor in the Democratic Party is ABT, anybody but Trump.
This Trump supporter tells Fox,
they don't have anything to offer that Trump is not already doing.
The counting starts at 7 p.m. Central Time at 1,600 caucus sites in Iowa. 11 cases of the new coronavirus originating in China are confirmed in the United States. 361 deaths are confirmed in China among more than 17,000 cases. A new hospital built in just 10 days is open in the city of Wuhan. The Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs for the first time in 50 years, coming back to beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player. He says after the game on Fox,
we never lost faith. I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody on this team, no one had their head down.
They scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It seems today you're real lazy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're drunk as can be.
So where were those extra strength Tylenol tablets on which you always rely?
Sorry.
a Monday, guys. Sorry, it's the day that you people have to pay back all the fun you had during your
weekend time.
It's a Monday, guys.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to The Cheap and Trashy, which is kind of self-explanatory. We got a thread going on Facebook on the Super Bowl halftime show. I'll just say what I said earlier. We're constantly being lectured by those who are betters about objectifying women and so forth. Seems like there was a lot of self-objectification going on yesterday.
Self-objectification.
Camera 2, get Shakira's skirt popping up. Stay low. Good crotch shot. Camera 3, get ready. She's stripping off part of the costume. Good. Back to camera 2. Shakira lying on her back with a guy standing over her. Good, good. Now she's back up. More crotch shots. All right, here comes J-Lo on the stripper pole. Get ready for the butt shot of her round rump and the leather chaps. Good, good. Here it comes. Stripper pole tubes. Not too tight. She's lip syncing. She spent more time in rehearsal on the pole dancing than the lip syncing. Get some shots now of the other stripper, pole dancers. Good, good. And finally, with all the little girls on stage, both Shakira and J-Lo shaking their butts. Nice work, everybody. It sends a great message to little girls everywhere.
So I guess my ultimate comment is, would you make up your mind? Are we supposed to like that? Is it okay? How sexy, wonderful? Or should we be concerned about the message it sends to young Pizwits?
I didn't watch any of the game.
Neither did I. Not a minute.
Not a single.
There were a few funny commercials I saw. So
actually, I take that back. I tuned in just before I went to sleep to see what the score was.
Uh-huh.
And it was right when Kansas City scored that second touchdown that put them 11 points ahead with a minute 30 left. And I was like, okay, it's done. I saw the game. Yeah, apparently it was a really good game.
Up to 1:34 left, they had a chance. San Francisco did.
Yeah.
And then there was a...
Well, I'm glad the Chiefs won. Yeah,
me too.
50 years, something like that? What was that?
1970 Super Bowl was the last time the Chiefs were in it, so right. They're 2-0 as a Super Bowl team. So we'll see them again around 2070.
All right.
If you missed it earlier from our I Missed It News department, our most electrifying story, Pamela Anderson's marriage lasted all of 12 days. It's over. What else is in the game information here that might be worth passing around? Andy Reid used to coach the Eagles, right?
I have no idea.
Because it was his 222nd career win as a head coach. It happened on 2-2-2020. He had previously been the winningest coach in NFL history without a championship. I'm pretty sure he got the Eagles to the Super Bowl once or twice, but they'd never won the game.
Without a Super Bowl win, yes, he's the most winningest coach.
His nickname is Big Red because he's a rather large gentleman. You see, they got him with the... boy, did they get him with the cold Gatorade.
I haven't seen any highlights since I...
By the way, I heard they had severe weather in Miami.
They did Saturday. Sunday was fine. It was a little breezy and kind of cool. It was actually warmer in Montgomery, Alabama yesterday than it was in Miami, Florida.
Wow. Wow, that is surprising. The annual EA Sports Super Bowl simulation of men predicted the Chiefs would win 35-31. They were right in the winter.
Interesting. And
11 out of 17 years.
Interesting.
But you could be that good just guessing.
Well, I suppose.
National anthem protests. Those two victims, Jay-Z and Beyonce, the billionaire couple and their daughter Blue Ivy, stayed seated during the anthem because this country has been just such a suckhole for them. So sorry.
A-Rod was part of the... They would go to him in the pregame show, in the five-hour pregame show, every once in a while, outside of J-Lo's... whatever trailer.
Yes.
And then they were in a commercial together during this.
For what?
Good question.
See, if you can't remember for what, then the commercial was a fail.
Pepsi showed they used paint it black. They showed a Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
No low sugar, no sugar.
Yeah.
And it went to Pepsi. It they They wiped it to Pepsi, and it was painted black from red to black.
Yeah, but it wasn't as good as Mean Joe Green throwing that kid his jersey, was it now?
Thanks, Joe.
Let's see. Planters, a little follow-up there. A lot of buzz after they killed off Mr. Peanut in an ad last month. Turned out it was just so they could get in on the whole baby versions of things are cute trend.
Did you see him come back to life?
Mm-mm. Haven't seen anything.
He's buried, and he comes out of the ground.
Wesley Snipes, just the guy who has that emotional touch that everybody loves, was speaking at Mr. Peanut's funeral. The Kool-Aid man cried.
Yep.
A teardrop landed on the grave, and a cute baby version of Mr. Peanut sprouted up.
Mr. Clean was standing there, too, in the crowd. Too.
Was he?
Yeah.
He made, apparently made dolphin sounds.
He did. And then he said, just kidding.
You know, I imagine that was pretty easy to do. I'm sure those companies were like, you want to use ours in your $10 million ad?
Hey.
Sure.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay for the ad. We can put our characters in your ad. That's fine. Go right ahead.
You see the Bill Murray ad for Jeep that recreated a lot of scenes from Groundhog's Day.
I didn't see that one. I did see the Trump one.
I did not see the Trump ad, but I did see the Bill Murray ad just by chance, and they really went to a lot of work to replicate the feel of the movie for the ad.
Tide had a series of spots, an ongoing theme during the whole show.
They had a whole pod. Podcast.
Podcast, I got it.
I'm looking around, any other celebrity news worth mentioning here? Bad Boys for Life won the box office, but it wasn't a big weekend for movie competition.
Because of the Super Bowl.
1917, though, took in another $10 million. It's up to $120.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
It's amazing.
The rest of this crap is... stuff can wait till later because we're at 6:56 already. It looks like we'll make it till 9, guys.
I think so.
Who would have thunk? Yeah.
Can I take a nap?
Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK have made 2020 the year of 2020 vision via LASIK. It's just a simple test to find out if a LASIK procedure will work for you. Call 271-3804, make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, and in a matter of minutes, they can ascertain whether or not LASIK will restore your vision. And if it will, there's absolutely no charge to find out. But if it will, you have to make an immediate choice. But why wouldn't you? If you could open your eyes and see 20/20 HD vision again, I would do that in a heartbeat. I went for the test, and unfortunately, I'm 20/15 in one eye and 20/200 in the other, and LASIK just won't correct it for me. But you can also finance it through Care Credit for qualified customers, and you have two of the best. I got another nice note from a listener who had some work performed by Dr. Swan, who just raved about the man's brilliance and expertise. One of the best in the country right here in Montgomery, along with Dr. Shin. 271-3804. Learn more online at onlinemep.com. The 7 o'clock hour is coming up. We will have Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by a $10 food out of the pop. Quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing some congestion now on 231 out of Wetumpka. Also on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. Atlanta Highway getting busy a little bit. Some congestion on Vaughn Road, Taylor this morning, but not a lot. It's beginning to pick up as we get closer to the school zone's time, 7 o'clock. So use caution. I-65 and 85 doing a brisk business through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents reported to us to pass on to you at this time. So buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time, and have
Have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified.